Heavenly Father, through your humble servant and gathering your name. Father God, bless these men and our staff and our citizens, Father God. And bless the decisions that we make, Father God, that we use and ask for your input, and that we do the right thing that we've been elected to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to open our meeting here. February 22nd.
Second.
I'm just going to say, Ms. Barnes, all
aye.
So, but the blocks have to come fast 7-0 to get back to the meeting.
We've got your ball with
that. This is the
okay. All
right. We have tonight the main item on the agenda, obviously, is looking at the voting districts and trying to get some numbers on the table, working that. Also, I understand there's a possibility of adding something to the agenda if somebody wants to add something.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, the draft resolution that was circulated regarding the permits.
Why? Any other changes? Also, if we do the resolution, I'd like to at least have a brief opportunity for the public to speak, since if we had that resolution made before, we don't have to do it, but I would recommend that we do it. So, with those two items in mind, look for a motion. Motion by Mr. Byron. Here, second.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Havasey.
Discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I would respect the right of an individual board member to add something, but far as a public discussion, being that this wasn't advertised, so if other people wanted to participate, I think it's kind of like a shotgun approach. So I would oppose that. The discussion at the board level, I think, is adequate, is appropriate, but to allow a public public speech. Without advertising for other citizens, I think would not be the proper way to go.
You don't have to. Any further discussion?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. I'm totally opposed to it. This knee-jerk stuff coming up here that nobody else in Louisa County knows this is going on, and this is supposed to be a meeting restricted to redistricting. And I think I've got an email today, just a few months ago, from Mr. Smith that says there's a lot of inaccuracies in the resolution. I don't see how anybody can even discuss or come close to it when nobody else has had the opportunity to do or read it or see it. I'm opposed to it.
We have the option to put it on the agenda and actually discuss details. Mr. Mullins has worked up some issues.
Yeah, we're going to vote on it tonight?
We have that option.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, I'd like to also share my concern with Mr. Duncan that in the future, in a resolution like that, has to be agreed upon by the majority of the board in order to do that. I too would like a little bit more warning or notice of such a resolution.
This is just flat wrong.
And I would chime in, Mr. Chairman, with the same feeling that this is an issue that is an important issue, and we have all at one time or another have gotten upset over people dropping deadlines on us, giving us 3 days to instantaneously make a decision because they're behind the eight ball. And I think this is something that should have been in the advertised public agenda, and I seconded Dan's motion before to get this discussion out.
Mr. Byers, you got any follow-up discussion?
I think it's up to the board to make their wishes known, and I think the majority is the direction. Is the direction of it? The majority does. I think that's how we've done things in the past. And
again, this is a work session. It doesn't even have an agenda. How can we add something to an agenda when we don't have one?
Well, okay, let's just back up. First of all, the very opposition against having the public speak. But take one thing at a time. Maybe a new issue, but Mr. Byers and Ms. Hanson, would you advise at least first do away with that if you want to? So, no one is effective. But as that, whether we move forward or not.
Mr. Chairman, I would think that if you don't invite everybody to speak to then you shouldn't invite anyone to speak to
it. So you're saying that the public session should not happen? And you want to advise your budget to say that? Yeah. Okay. Based on the discussion, we now have a motion and a second to do this on the draft resolution without the citizen input. Any further discussion there?
Is this for, I'm wondering if this is just a discussion of the resolution, but is this actually done for both of the discussion?
Well, it depends. The board elects. I mean, first, right now we're trying to get where we're going. Basically,
let's do it or not.
It's a vote. The vote may say no, we're not even going to discuss it.
How can we add it to an agenda if we don't have an agenda?
Right now, what's on the table is a motion to have the discussion of the draft resolution,
all the agenda.
resolution, and any good
agenda. Okay. Because this is ridiculous. Before you, Mr. Chairman, y'all.
Mr. Chairman, I make a second motion.
Substitute. Okay, are you going
to
make a
motion? I'd like to, just make a motion that we vote on this, yes or no, whether it should even be talked about, discussed, or anything else tonight. Or cancel this.
I got a question, Mr. Morris. Do we have to put it on the agenda before we decide not to do it?
Before you decide not to do it?
Yeah, not to take action on it. Okay. Right now, we don't put it on the agenda, it's a dead issue. And I haven't got that vote yet.
You do not. However, if you are going to vote to add it to the discussion tonight, because it was not previously announced or advertised, from a due process perspective, it would probably be better to allow a public comment period to be along. Doing that, although I would say it's probably not strictly speaking necessary, I would be hesitant to go ahead and discuss it, but then to also deny the public chance for notice and an opportunity to be heard. Yes.
We first had a motion to put it on the agenda. The substitute vote is to not even give anything. What I'm saying is that we have to put it on the agenda regardless before we vote on the agenda.
You have to put it on the agenda by voting it up or down. But yes.
So what I'm saying is that Mr. Patterson had a substitute motion that really before we even put it, if we don't put it on the agenda, it's just a complete issue here. So we should vote on whether we're going to put it on the agenda first. If that fails, it's a dead issue.
Mr. Chairman. Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make sure. I just want to be clear. Number one, I would never not support a board member having the privilege to add anything. I wasn't there. Where I was that if it's going to be added, it's a board discussion like we would any other agenda item unless it's a public hearing. So I will always support a board member being able, that's their privilege. In fact, I think if we look at the bylaws, that may be something that's allowed. What I'm talking about is that the public comment piece, I think is something that we shouldn't allow.
Yeah, we can discuss that. So if we decide not to put it on the agenda, right, we don't get to that.
Okay.
We have a motion. If this has to retract the substitute motion, we're back, sure. We're back up to the original motion from Mr. Byers, second by Mr. Hapsey, to add the discussion of the draft resolution to the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
All opposed?
Aye.
We got two opposed?
Okay. Now, you draft that draft. We got two opposed. Can we add to the agenda? Okay. My motion.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
I think I heard.
It's 5-2.
5-2. Put it on the agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move that it stays as a board discussion item only.
No action, just discussion.
Sorry.
Got a motion by Mr. Barnes, second by Mr. Further discussion.
This is to do what?
It's just discussion.
Just discussion.
It's
not vote on. And no action. Public hearing, just among board members.
Discussion. Discussion and plan item. Okay. Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I didn't propose that because I was going to be voted up today. You know, okay.
Come back with that one.
Well, let's see how this vote goes. I understand what everybody's saying. All in favor of discussion item only, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Motion passes 4-3 to have the discussion. Now, did I ask for the approval of the agenda?
I have an agenda.
You have an agenda? Well, I got an agenda, honestly. We don't have a written agenda. We came here with the extension of the February 22nd meeting to have a work session on voting districts, and we just added something.
Did you get that on the agenda? Is that on this agenda that we're voting on?
It's only continues until February 22nd. Well, is that correct, Mr. Paul? That question about whether we have an agenda tonight.
It's an open meeting, conduct a work session, and whatever discussion items you choose, close the meeting.
So we don't have to use word agenda.
It's the agenda, but it's a work session.
If I have to approve, essentially ban it, then I...
You would have to approve the addition of the item, yes, sir.
So we have approved stuff, but I need to get approval of the overall agenda. We've got two items on the agenda, work session and discussion on the resolution. Voted by Mr. Barlow.
Second.
And Mr. Barr. Discussion. Okay. All in favor say aye. Opposed.
No agenda.
We have a motion. It's 6-1. So we have is two discussion items. Let's get to the original discussion item first. Dale, have you got any procedure on this particular item? How are we going to do it?
Mr. Camp has some additional information.
Excuse me for a minute. Mr. Chairman, can I ask that we allow the other item to go first? Being that this could take a while with redistricting.
You mean the agenda that we don't have?
Okay. Yeah. Exactly right. This stuff in the
party. I don't care. Because we can talk about the resolution first.
Now, if it's just going to be discussion, then there's no reason to delay. It's entirely up to the board.
Well, so if we've got some people that I reckon want to hear a discussion, so let's go with discussion of the resolution first. Proposed draft resolution assistance. Mr. Carr, do you want to take the lead here?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I do understand and appreciate the comments from fellow board members about having something at the last minute, and one of the things that causes that is that they think the close for comments to for one of the DEQ requirements is in March 4th. That was reason for the move to have it considered, and I believe if you will recall from last board supervisor meeting, I discussed this very issue, and it didn't seem to be support then for a resolution. But one of the reasons that it was circulated was that there's a number of people that from the district that I serve that have some reservations about a number of the issues concerning permitting for a third reactor. And some of that has been some discussion that's been taking place over the past. And I think most of it kind of centers around water being water conservation and management of water from the lake that's going over the dam. I think that it's really a moot point to discuss it in any greater detail this evening, because if we can't take action on it, it doesn't help us to meet the deadline of March the 4th. So consequently, if we wanted to do something at a later date to look at maybe a letter or some other type of documentation, we could do that. But if we can't vote on it, I think that piece renders it to be less importance at this point. But I circulated this document, and a lot of people said there were some inaccuracies and some errors in it, and whatever. But I think one of the things that causes this to be generated is that we have seen a number of documents from different people, some from Dominion, some from other people in the community and so forth, and it doesn't seem to be a consensus as to what the numbers of water, the gallons of water that's going to be withdrawn is. It vacillates, and I can give you a kind of an example. Is that in the early site permit, it was 24 million gallons that was talked about. In the coastal zone, it was 32 million. In a September letter from DEQ, it was 37 million. Some of that was considered to be consumptive, some was non-consumptive. I think those are the types of things that's drawing people to the conclusion, is that we really need to know what impact is going to place on the water level in the region if all of these things that have been talked about come to fruition. If we have a timeline, we've got to build it. What's going to be the impact? So we have numbers that everybody can agree to. And I think that's one of the issues that's talked about in here. And I think it's no news. I have been in meetings with Mr. Beasley and Mr. Kemp. And we have talked, and there's been people from the general public and folks who live around the lake. And they have a special, urgency to look at this. The other thing I think is really important to us to consider is that the revenue that is generated by the people who live around the lake, by the businesses on the lake and so forth, help the economy of everybody, not just the people in the Jackson District. Dominion Power is not in my district, it's in Mr. Gentry's district. But it is a revenue stream from both Dominion and a revenue stream from the residents and folks that live there. And so if we can have something that helps to meet the needs of everybody, it certainly is a more palatable way to move forward. And that was one of the things that this was aimed at doing, is trying to make sure that the numbers that we have are numbers that we all can support, we all understand, and we all know what to expect in the future. You don't have to be an engineer or physicist to do that. You just have the information. And that was part of the information and the reason for this.
I'd like to follow up on that if I could at this time. I've been to a lot of meetings with Dominion, and not just this issue, but others, and I'm quite concerned that we even have to go to the route of a resolution, to be honest with you, because that means that we're really taking a pretty substantial stand. But in this particular case of water management, I just see a major need. The numbers that Mr. Byers read there were numbers that are bouncing around quite a bit, and it doesn't even include the $750,000 for the work session, which they can have up to 15 years this thing stand out. So the numbers are bouncing all over the place, and they're substantial numbers. The citizens out there are concerned about the water level, the management. There's been meetings to talk about this, more than one occasion that I was exposed to, and we really don't get what I consider a precise plan of what Dominion plans on doing with the water management perspective. After all, we need to get, Mr. Byers and I particularly need to have information to answer questions from our constituents. I'd like to see a little bit more candid attitude from Dominion. I mean, for example, I had a meeting with them this Friday to talk about traffic issues, and I passed on the word about, well, you know, got a lot of constituents are quite concerned about the construction materials coming into through the area, and we're talking about a substantial amount. And I said, they're thinking that it could come by rail. Well, the response I got was, no, we're not planning on much of it come by rail. It costs too much to build a unloading zone. And I'm going, you know, please, Dominion, if you want, at some point when the issues come up, our board supervisor member of conservatives, their constituents, can you give me a little bit to work on with a can-do attitude? That's all I'm asking for. This issue, we know in the last 10 years, has been unusual. There have been three droughts in 10 years. The water's been going down around 3 feet in some places. Is affecting the attitude around the lake. It is affecting maybe some house sales. I don't know. If you know you're going to come to a lake where you're going to have a drought every 3 or 4 years, it can affect a lot of things. So all this resolution was proposed to do is to actually do some studies. Here's some facts. Those facts, Mr. Mullins is going to address those facts and make it correct. So, but since we're not really going to pass it or act on it, then that's not important. But all I want to do is to be able to go back to my constituents and say, yes, we've all sat down and we've all looked at a management study. This is what can be done. This maybe has to be redesigned. After all, if you're going to put a third unit in and you've got to redesign some things anyhow, isn't this the time to take into consideration that we already have water management problems and try to correct those? That's my perspective, Mr. Spencer.
Yes, sir. Let me get my feet up off the ground a little bit here. Number one is that the steam generators, which are the two largest pieces that came out of that plant, had to be hauled on trailers with 176 wheels. I bought both of them from Walkerton. We had to move cables, we had to move wires, we had to move intersections, we had to do everything. We had to go at approximately 3.5 miles per hour at the maximum, with two tank retrievers pulled at me. And to sit here and say how unreasonable Dominion is because they won't bring this in on rail when it cannot be brought in on rail, and that's the biggest component of this piece of equipment. Second thing is, I have more, I think you said, Mr. Chairman, is that the second thing is we are given this resolution. And these people said, those people said, I don't have a clue who wrote this resolution. And if that isn't the Hoodwink, I don't know what is. Somebody tell me where all these brilliant people are. I'm handed a resolution that nobody can tell me who wrote. This also, gentlemen, is called bullhop. The water in the lake is in that lake. Now, if Dominion shuts off the water right now, during this particular season and goes to this 40 cubic feet or whatever it is per second, how long does it take before the water comes over the boat dock? So, you know, and the thing that there's a drought, oh my God, there's droughts all over the world. Mr. Mullen, what statutory authority do we have as a board of supervisors to tell Dominion anything about what water goes over the dam or what doesn't? Do we have any statutory authority whatsoever?
None of which I'm currently aware of.
So this is basically, we are going against our biggest taxpayer, our biggest employer in this county, because people who we don't know who these people are, came up with this knee-jerk operation. And gentlemen, I don't know what the hell you're thinking about personally, but go from there. I have no intentions of slapping the face of their base anymore. And I'd like to know where the 60% came of that's how much their taxes are generated in Jackson District. I mean, that was on the email. Somebody please explain that for you now. I have no intentions of following this thing. Yep.
Well, I just want to comment to follow up with construction material. I was talking about more in line of stone and brick and blocks and all those things. Not necessarily specialized big units that have to come in special ways, as you know. Anybody else? Mr. Brown?
I did have a comment on the subject. This resolution, I read it a couple of times, and there's stuff in there that's really in depth. So I didn't think we were coming tonight to vote on this resolution, but just to have a discussion of it. As a matter of fact, I was under the impression that Dale was going to be in contact with Dominion's lawyers to discuss this same resolution and see what it could work out. My concern is, I've talked to people from Randy Lake, which is not even in my district, and the overwhelming concern is water management.
Not your district yet.
The water level management. I mean, the KLS moves back and they all fork and everything else. Eventually, I think it's going to become an issue. And my discussion with Mr. Beasley and others has been, you know that's out there. The lake has gone to a residential, recreational sort of lake. So now would be the time to look at it to see if there's something you could do. As far as this resolution, what I thought we were doing was to present a resolution basically requesting that Dominion look at it to see if there was something that they could put in place that was a little more substantial as far as management of the lake level, which would make the residents happy. And plus, from our standpoint, I think it behooves us to ask for it, since we're looking at possibly doing Warwick Crossing. And if the lake level is managed, I would think it would be much easier for us to get our withdrawal request than if it's allowed to fluctuate and at the time we need it, it's down. So for us to look at our service districts and stuff that we're trying to do, it might be pretty beneficial to have some idea of what the lake level is going to stay at on a consistent basis. And the other thing is, all of the water that we talk about is the excess water over and above the 40 cubic feet a second. It's just what is allowed to go over that's basically waste going down the stream. And if you have a low lake level and you have excess water to go over, then why not retain that water, keep the level at the 250? And so the resolution that the main thing I'm concerned about is having, whether it be a resolution or how you do it, but let the men know that we do have a concern about the level and ask that they address it and come back with some sort of, you know, plan for how to manage that lake level as best we can. It's certainly not any effort to impede Dominion's progress. My discussion with them was to try to figure out a way we could speed it up. You know, I do think it's something that warrants discussion, and I think it would certainly be beneficial to not only the residents, but the city, you know, the board supervisor, all the citizens of the county, if we had some sort of a plan to manage that lake level so that we would know what to do in our service district or anything like that. So, I mean, that's about primary concern, is managing that lake level so that everybody can use it. And certainly not in any way, on my part, any impedance towards this was a pretty in-depth resolution, so I don't necessarily agree with this resolution as it's written, but I did think it warranted discussion and maybe some form of a resolution that primarily just asked for a management plan for the lake level was what I was thinking.
Mr. Chairman, you know, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure out. Any form of resolution submitted by this body would be used in a public hearing or public, or to be adversarial to the third act. So I hope nobody think that we slam stupid around here. But my main concern is that you don't do business with a 40-year-old friend by way of revolution. You sit down and you have dialogue and you talk about what you need and you work together toward that. And I want us all to be mindful. The reason the lake was created was to cool the reactors and not lose sight of that. And we are benefiting from some nice homes and recreation things. That's a plus. But the original purpose was to cool the reactors. Now, I will not support a resolution because, like I said before, the whole purpose of that resolution is to slow that project down. Now, we're sitting here with 9% unemployment, and we're trying to prohibit the creation of a tax base that God knows we can't match with houses and retail. I think we need to work together. We need to sit down, and I've never had a conversation with Dominion that we didn't come up with an answer with. I've never had a meeting that I brought up something that we've not come to an agreement. We may disagree originally, but we come to middle ground. So I think that's the approach that we need to continue with. That's how you do business with businesses in your county.
Staffs, I'd just like to follow up on what Mr. Barnes said, that since I've been on this board and on the Planning Commission, I've found that George McDonald, Alex Smith, Jim Beasley, Paige Kemp, anybody that I've ever met and discussed anything with have given me a resolution. And I found out, have found out in the past that they have been just an outstanding neighbor and business in this county. And I agree with Mr. Barnes that this resolution will come back to haunt this county if we continue to discuss it and entertain it at this time. Let the permitting process go on. There should be, if folks want to pursue this, why have they not pursued it with Dominion in the past? And I'm offended that this resolution comes up this quick for us to make a radical decision on our future of this county at this time with no public discussion or very limited, and not hearing Dominion's side on this issue. And so I will not support it, and I really don't want it to be out there in the public that this issue was even brought up.
We certainly have written letters, if not resolutions, in the past expressing concerns. And each time we do something, there's another level that comes up. So at what point are we satisfied that we've done what we need to do to represent the folks that we say need to potential? Someone down there mentioned earlier that we'd go back to the table and talk to the parties involved. And let me tell you, it would work out a lot better if they put it among themselves than if we get involved in it. If we get involved in it, we're really going to screw up. So I would hope that they're going to be able to go back and do the discussions among themselves, come up with a reasonable solution to it. And, again, I know we've written letters. Have we passed any resolutions, Mr. Mullins, if you know that, expressing concerns? I know we wrote letters. We've already served notice that we have concerns. We have issues with wanting to use the Wolverine Lake for public water system, if you will. So I don't know what level that we're going to be satisfied, what level those folks are going to be satisfied. It seems to me that you're just building up stuff in your shopping basket here to dump out all at one time somebody. So I don't see the need of this resolution proceeding any further. Now, we saw we can't hold this tonight.
Mr. Chairman. I also think, and you all help me out, but I think the board sent a letter expressing our support. And I would hope that that letter is at the top of our file come to hearing on this March the 3rd or 3rd. I hope that letter would be the one on the top of the pile, that the board took an action supporting the third reactor. So, I hope that letter doesn't get lost in the shuffle. Because that's the letter that's presented. And if I need to make a motion, make sure that letter is presented. Because I know we've taken a vote on that.
Well, I'd have to say as a follow-up to that is that we continue to say to support Unit 3. It's even in this particular resolution. My biggest concern, as I said earlier, is that I have been to a lot of meetings with the Dominion. Some of y'all haven't. And answer this question, how many times have we sent letters to Dominion about our concerns and never got a response?
So we're going to slam dunk them with this?
No, obviously we're not, but I'd like to point out that the resolution, actually the resolution part of this was that we were requesting a comprehensive look at a study. We were requesting a water management plan, something that I think we need now. We sit down at a table and get Dominion to offer something to us, and it would be a win-win situation. But we have struggled to get that at this point. We had a meeting on the two meetings. Mr. Byers and I attended to talk about a specific water issue, and I asked for a put-in plan. And last I heard, they gave that to LACA, and I've never seen it. So I don't have a lot of confidence that the Dominion will actually.
What's LACA got to do with it? They're not a government entity.
Yeah, but that was my question to the Dominion. That's where it was. So anyhow,
Chairman,
Mr. Byers, the final remarks.
I think one of the things that is fairly evident
there's water that's going over the dam that exceeds what needs to go over the dam. And how we can come up with a plan to conserve that to meet the needs of the people in Louisa County is, to me, of utmost importance. And I think it does require sitting down and working. And I think the county ought to identify a person, a staff person, who can work with them to help set up some of these meetings and facilitate it. And I would encourage some of you to come to those meetings so that you can learn and can become more familiar with them. And I have never once called Mr. Kemp that he wasn't responsive. I've never once called Mr. Dean that he wasn't responsive. But there are some issues with water going over the dam, and we need to look at that. And if we keep our heads in the sand, we're going to have nothing but sand. I think we'll move to the next step.
Moving on.
I got one question.
I think it's unfair, though, because there's some rebuttal to that. We, you two met because you pulled this card out, if you will, about only two can be with you. So I didn't attend because you two wanted to go, but I'd be glad to attend. But you played that card about only two can be there, so I don't think it's fair to say you only two to attend.
Well, we've had other meetings, so we could more than two.
And I agree with Mr. Hoffman. I take exception to that as well because we said two. And if it's personal with Dominion Power, then those people involved need to deal with that personal. But we're looking at the whole benefit of the county itself, and I have not ever had any company that does business with me not return my phone call.
I represent people in the Jackson District, and they asked me to do something. I will try to do that.
I have one more. Cut two more questions.
Go ahead.
Okay, who wrote this resolution?
It wasn't I, sir.
Well, who did? You're the one who brought it up here. Who wrote it?
A couple of us wrote it.
Who was us?
A couple of us.
Who was us?
Harry Ruth did part of it. I worked on part of it.
Harry Ruth from Poland.
Yes, he did part of it. And I did too.
So we are going on what Harry Ruth wants us to do. Mr. Byers, where did 60% of the tax money coming into this county come from Jackson District? Come, sir.
That was not stated. If you can show that to me, I said 60% comes from the Lake County Attorney.
Okay, Jim, I don't want to get into argument. I can argue a lot of points. If we can go forward here with working with Dominion and get some of these issues resolved, then I'm all for it. All right, so let's hope that that's where things do. Okay, next topic is redistricting. Mr. Miles, you were going to present Mr. King.
All right, this is Mr. Paul. This meeting was set to go over and start as a work session on the redistricting process for 2011. You all have the data that was provided to us. There's been some updated information on that, which is in the handout.
What happens?
It
should be in front of you. It changed pretty drastically. What happens?
Well, the initial report, which is what you'll find on the website now, actually, on the Census Bureau, initially reported to us, had the correct overall county number, but each of the districts, the numbers are off. They're skewed from when Matthias went through and analyzed all the spatial data of each of the blocks and put that into the districts, it didn't quite match up. We spoke with the Census Bureau today and confirmed that we need to go with what the spatial data represents, because we're not sure exactly what the discrepancy is, but we think it's something to do with their map boundaries not matching our map boundaries. We'll study that a little bit more, but we're fairly certain that
I believe they use the census, the voting precincts that we had prior to 2000. They use that boundary to pull the data from. So, and probably at that particular time, Green Spring was a larger land area district because there wasn't a development.
So the numbers were pretty close.
That's why their numbers were so much larger.
So we can say we're pretty close with the new numbers.
We think the new numbers.
Those numbers are correct.
Okay. Thank you. Let's ask more questions. We don't have what happened.
Well, so overall, the county increased in population 29% in 2000, as distributed evenly in all of the voting districts. The ideal population for all of your districts should be 4,736 people. The number in the handout shows that as the ideal voting district size, and the 2010 voting district size, the column right beside it, are the actual numbers of your district, and then the deviation from the ideal represents, you know, whether you're positive or negative from that ideal number. As previously reported, the case law standard is a deviation of plus or minus 5%. So if you're within that range already, you don't necessarily even have to change the boundary. But there are two districts with, I guess, some significant, which is outside of that range. That's the Green Spring District and the Mountain Road District, on opposite ends of the county. So we'll have to look at a scenario that's going to kind of balance that out with the other districts.
And they found one bit.
Oh, great.
They did. And they found one bit. Don't take it.
I know, I was looking at this map.
But everything west of 615 goes to Almonte.
I do. I still do. And the Almonte.
Well, you know, that's not entirely true. I've been collecting signatures out on 615, and they tell me they vote in Blue Van.
Yep.
So, how do you want to proceed?
Well, basically, I think I just let everybody know where we've been. Of course, I'm hearing from other folks. We, as board members, we've been looking at the what we think we could give up or whatever. We've been talking about that. We've based on the other numbers.
That's right.
With the new numbers we got here today, it's a substantial difference, because before it was Green Springs and Jackson District were the big movers, and now it's Green Springs and Mountain Road, and that makes quite a difference.
Mr. Camp, is it fair to say that one of the reasons for the number, and I didn't hear some discussion, the numbers being different than what we have tonight, is that it's difficult to follow the lines that separate the various districts?
Yeah, we think they were using the incorrect boundaries of our approved voting districts. It's the most likely scenario. That's the individual I spoke with the Census Bureau seemed to indicate that this has happened in other instances, and that's from his experience, that's likely why the numbers are off.
So when we move forward, should we try to make sure that the, I guess, the boundaries are better defined?
I think that, yeah, the next, we just found out about this today, so I think the next step is for us to kind of review what boundaries they had, compare it with ours, kind of better refine what the error was.
The boundaries that they used were still in digital format. They just happened to use the wrong decade of boundaries. They used the boundaries from 1990 to 2000, and not the boundaries from 2000 to 2010. So they both were in digital format. We provide them everything in digital format, and I was able to download the actual boundaries from 2000 to 2010 from the census website. But they just happened to, when they were calculating the data, use the wrong boundary, the one from 1990 to 2000.
One other question. And when we look at making adjustments, do we look to where the polling places are? Does that have any impact?
Restricted population, right? Has nothing to do with registered voting or voting.
But I mean, do we look at moving? Does this really precipitate moving voting precinct, the actual voting place?
Well, let Mr. Mazzuri answer that question.
It might.
I mean, if you obviously, you know, take for example where Mechanicsville votes at. If you redistricted the church out of that area, we would have to move the precinct.
Well, I don't think we're actually going to go quite that far.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If you move the precinct out, we'd have to move
it. But in Jackson, when we did the last time, we put the Mountain Road District is within 12 miles of precinct.
Right. As long as it's in the district.
I know how to proceed with this, so let me just give my point of view here and let every board member do likewise. And please, Jeremy or Chris, you can hear us say something, but the problem, jump in there. I don't know any other way to start the work session off, okay? What I did is look at the Cuckoo District, of course, and as you can see from the old numbers and the new numbers, I really don't have to do anything. I'm within 50 population. However, my neighbors, particularly now Mountain Road, need help, and let's face it, Mountain Road District is surrounded by Cuckoo and Jackson District, so he has to get help from us somehow. My proposal was, and I hadn't talked to Tommy about it, and I've said a little bit to Dan, because that's where the big number was before, now they've changed the board. But basically, I can give up south of South Anna River and give the Mountain Road District 390 boats, 390 people. But if I do that, then I got to rely on Jackson District to give numbers to me, which obviously they would come from the lake area. The three of us can probably agree on some exchanges that can work out pretty sensibly, and so that's my take on this so far. I did not study the Green Springs District, the Louisa District, the Mattoona District, but I figured that those three gentlemen would have to work among themselves as well. But that's where I am. Since I've brought these other two districts up, I'd like to hear Mrs. Barlow's and Mr. Byers comments at this time, then we'll move to others if we can. Go ahead.
There's a couple of blocks in here that provide numbers. The one that I was looking at is almost between Old Apple Grove Road down, Apple Grove Road, Old Apple Grove Road down to Apple Grove. That would give actually 270, and that gets me within the 290 or whatever, and leave the rest of the district alone. And
yep.
Then,
but your new number is 442.
So these numbers are not correct.
The numbers, yeah, you should have another list.
You should have another list.
I've been cold days.
We didn't find out.
Now the numbers and the blocks are the numbers that you're looking at moving are correct.
Yeah.
Just the overall population of your district is incorrect. The actual numbers in the block are correct.
So the 291 is not correct.
That's his number. He answers no.
You got 42.
That's what you had. Yeah.
Oh, your mind is 47.
You got to gain a lot more.
Okay.
Somebody's got
to get in the room.
That's why I was looking at the 392. Well, we can talk. You and Dan and I can talk about it. So we have to balance everything. Mr. Byers, you got any comments before we move to others?
Sir, I hesitate to say anything.
I can understand
that. I think there's some family elements. If you look at the map in Jackson District, there are some pretty easily followed divisions that I think were set it out and make it easy for people to determine which area they're in. So I don't have any objection to recommending that. I would prefer not to get vested in that district.
That's too late.
Well, like I said, between the three of us, I know that I'm probably the best person to get something to Mountain Road, and if I get something, I'm going to take from, obviously, the northern part of my district. So.
And the goal in finishing is 5%?
Yes.
Yes, sir, I'm willing to work with that.
Okay. That's how the three of us are. We'll have to talk about later. Just to have it says you have a big problem here.
Yes.
That's what you're thinking.
I'm thinking about giving up north of Route 22 towards Morgansville along 33, and I think Mr. Barnes and Mr. Spencer have worked on some how they want to divvy up my section. I think BT might give up some to take more of mine to help pitch out. So I haven't heard the latest on what we're proposing.
Mrs. Spencer, you want to comment?
I adopted this, and that we've got to take 800 and some people, or about 700 people from Queensland. Into my district and into Fitz's district.
I'll give you a list of who you can take.
And so that it's really a mess.
It's a mess.
Is that hopefully I can shift 140-something over to Willie Harper up here along the lake so that that will put them over there. And then I can take and give Fitz left of Valentine Mill Road. And then I was going to give him this over here at Depot Road and Lightwood Road, which is 37 and 52. And then Fitz wanted Countryside. And how many's in Countryside, Matthias? You just did that for me the other day.
Yes.
And also each town precinct every holy
contains. You got a block with 79.
Is that Countryside?
Yeah, 79 and 34. Then there's a bigger block that includes McDonald Street Apartments and part of Countryside at 203 and the west side of South Street, and also Epworth Manor is there at 62. And you're looking at the south side of McDonald Street, the west side of South Street.
Okay. I can go to the west side of South Street, going over to...
You got Kamek Street. From where it intersects with South Street all the way into Epworth Manor and then the north side of Cam Street as it comes back around to...
Okay, this is 203 voting block. What does that entail?
That's the one I'm explaining right there.
What's that?
Yeah, it's flashing right there on the screen.
Flashing. Take a look. I'm blind.
I can't see the screen.
Chris, while Mrs. Spence is looking at that, one of the proposals I heard about earlier was going to affect the school board. That's, what is the law on that? In other words, he may have outside of the
McDonald Street right here.
Yeah, that's McDonald Street down in here.
You're talking about up there. He would serve out his term, and then he would be out of the district.
Carolina and Apple Orchard, that's all inside of...
There's a provision that you need to consider when it comes to towns.
Okay.
Under 24.2-308, there's only one precinct for each town.
Ooh,
unless
okay.
The council by ordinance establishes more than one precinct. So.
But this would go into Patrick Henry, right?
Each town.
Is that part of the town limit, PT?
Yeah. So they have to stay in Louisa, right?
Yeah, they have to.
Each town precinct has to be wholly contained within a separate election district.
Okay. That bothers that thing.
Couldn't
be
okay.
Oh, the whole town. No, we can do that.
The whole town's got to be one precinct. One precinct or the other. Mr. Barnes, you got a comment?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think if Mr. Spencer, myself, and Mr. Havasick had a chance to sit down and
look at some things
in a few minutes, I think we could work it out. I've had some small discussion with Mr. Hopple today, because I'm close to him, too. So, I think if we could sit down and talk among ourselves, but also I have to bear in mind that I am concerned that I want to make sure that, you know, the Justice Department always calls me after we do these things. And I want to make sure that all citizens are represented better, but also the Patrick Henry District also is one of our largest minority districts in Huku. So I think those numbers changed a little bit now with Huku. It's picking up, but I think we figured out percentage-wise.
There's 17.7% of the population is black, and
Overall.
So when you look at your district, it's pretty simple. If you look at this last column by district, it'll show the number population of white owned.
Well,
and Patrick Henry is 62% that's white owned. So that's the district that has the lowest number of white owned.
So we got 38.
So that means that the remaining people are non-white, which are falling into a minority category.
What about
Cuckoo? We can't read those numbers.
Cuckoo, I believe, is at 75.42% white owned.
Now, that's
25%.
That's what it was before the census, or
that's based on the current numbers where everything stands right now.
Okay. It's Patrick Henry, then Louisa, then Jacob.
What's Louisa?
Louisa is 73.99, so
74.7%.
So mine's dropped basically.
What is Green Street?
Percentage wise.
Mr. Chairman, could we have a couple of minutes more? We can talk about the
balance. Mr. Harper says something.
Okay.
I think we'll split it like 3-3.
Yeah.
That's actually 4.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, as long as we can do it.
Mr. Harper, you were only 140. Now this CP's trying to give you another 140. You're up to 280. So where are you going?
I'm like Fitz now. I have a whole lot of discussion. He's got some areas he wants to talk about. And I'm willing to talk with him about it. I'm good where I am. I don't have to move anything if everybody else can work it out. I'm not anxious to change it unless it's needed to help out.
Well, if you go to 280, then you've got a problem.
Then I got to give up.
I'm proposing, I don't know how to do this, but I really think that let's get the Cuckoo and the Jackson and the Mountain Grove District. We need to get in a huddle and talk about our situation. And, of course, let PT and Fitz and Dick talk about yours. And then whether you're going to have to probably work
the swing.
I don't know any other way to do it. I really don't.
Okay, let's do it then. Let's break it
up. It appears that we have some different ways to work that very easily, and a couple that not so. What we're proposing is we've got two gentlemen that couldn't agree. So at our March 7th meeting, we'll have actually two options shown with the two gentlemen proposing. And at that time, the board will have to vote on which way to go.
Mr. Chairman, will those options have anything to do with the makeup of the district, or will it just be geographic?
We're asking a little bit of minority members, and the other things may affect one way or the other. So, hopefully the 7th, Mr. Mullins will have a...
Manu will win out.
I was going to put the corn, but they wouldn't let that
work. Manu will win out.
I'll look for a motion to adjourn.
So move. Second.
Look by Mr. Barnes and Mr. Spencer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
So, meeting adjourned.
Then wonderful.